On Alaska, a group of teachers gathered yesterday to condemn Dunleavy's proposed cuts to public education and call on local residents for their support. KUCB's Laura Craigle has more.
Oh, wait, are we looking happy or are we looking angry?
In Unalaska's high school library, 11 teachers are posing with signs that say education is priceless and fund our future. They're taking photos to share on social media with the legislature and with the governor's office. Even as the educators decide to adopt hopeful expressions for the photos, they are deeply frustrated by the Dunleavy administration's plan, which would cut about $300 million in school funding across the state. ESL teacher Joey Fordyce says the proposal is an insult.
I mean, 23%, I think, is what they're saying per student, and I heard in our district that's over $1.6 million. So, I mean, just it's an insult to us as teachers, but it's also an insult to the future of Alaska.
Losing that much funding in Unalaska could mean losing multiple teachers and programs. That's according to fifth grade teacher Charity Kitsuk, who spoke as a parent and an educator.
We've lived in other communities and, like, you know, class sizes of like 30 kids and, you know, no sports and no after school activities and all of those things that you get here. All of those things are the things that are at risk, the reasons why we live here and have our children here.
Language arts teacher Amy Perevserin says she's also worried about children and families outside the Unalaska City School District.
We're a pretty well-supported district, so there's a lot of districts out there that don't have the support that we have. So I think we're concerned about every student throughout Alaska getting the equitable education that they deserve.
Still, Dunleavy's budget proposal is just a starting point, and that gives science teacher David Gibson some hope.
I think it's important to realize that there will probably be cuts, but I am very hopeful that it will not be as drastic as it's being portrayed as of right now.
Gibson and the other teachers say that they encourage Unalaskans to educate themselves on the budget proposal, and if they disagree with it, to call and write to their state lawmakers and the governor's office.
I think the more that we can kind of inundate them with, hey, you're kind of cutting our legs out from underneath us, the more that they will hopefully see that we can't just cut everything. Like, it's not practical.
The proposed budget cuts and Unalaska's response are expected to be major topics of conversation at next week's school board meeting. The board convenes next Thursday night at the high school. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.